Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest industry updates. With the Australian summer in full swing, our energy bills are rising too. Interestingly, nearly a quarter of households view energy bills as a major financial stressor. Despite government rebates leading to a considerable drop in electricity prices by over a third, the costs still weigh heavily on the average household, which spends around $408 a year on energy. According to energy expert Chris Medikian, significant savings are possible by making small changes, like adjusting the placement of refrigerators, using cold water washes, and unplugging devices. These methods aren't just beneficial to your wallet, they also contribute to environmental efforts, emphasizing the importance of energy efficiency nationwide. Moving on to tax affairs, Jim Chalmers, Australia's treasurer, plans to restructure tax concessions on high-value superannuation accounts. This financial year, these concessions are expected to cost about $55 billion. With fiscal challenges like falling mineral prices, declining revenues, and increased spending demands, particularly in sectors such as Medicare and aged care, the budget needs a realignment. Chalmers is committed to delivering this through a combination of spending cuts and strategic tax modifications. However, critics argue this may negatively impact those nearing retirement. It's a delicate fiscal dance, and the nation watches closely as it unfolds. In festive spending news, Aussies are projected to spend $1.3 billion on Boxing Day, a small increase from last year, but not without its pressures due to inflation outpacing sales growth. The Australian Retailers Association underlines the importance of these sales, contributing significantly to annual profits for some retailers. Potential interest cuts in early next year could see a boost to consumer confidence and support the retail sector, says Fleur Brown from the ARA. Furthermore, an increase in accommodations bookings suggests consumers remain eager to spend on travel, though with caution. Lastly, a noteworthy alliance. Rack Insurance is partnering with RIA Australasia, following in the footsteps of Suncorp. The aim is to boost industry standards and professionalism within the restoration sector. With this collaboration comes the anticipated launch of a code of practice in 2025 and an emphasis on improved claims management. Highlighting our increasing weather challenges, Lachlan Patch from RACU insists the need for more insurer involvement and alliances is a necessity. That's all from this edition of Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more news or inquiries on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, serving you the industry news that matters as it happens.